Luke chapter 18. We'll start here in verse 1. Then Jesus spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. And Kaufman said, by the way, that Luke starts this chapter as then he spoke a parable to them, that this is right after this Luke chapter 17. So it's the same setting, and it is right after he finishes telling them about the end of time. And so that's also makes sense of why in verse 8 he ends talking about the end of time and asking how many faithful will there be left on earth when I return. Okay. But he spoke this parable to them, obviously the apostles, that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. And so Jesus said to them, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard or did not respect man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, get justice for me from my adversary. So someone had done her wrong, had cheated her out of something, or something had happened, and she wanted justice. She wanted vengeance, some kind of restitution she wanted from her adversary, from this enemy person that did her wrongly. So verse 4. And the judge would not for a while. But afterward, the judge said within himself, though I do not fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming, she weary me. So she's going to keep harassing me until I avenge this one that has done her wrong. So then verse 6. Well, I'll read first what Kaufman said on this verse 5, is that this shows that even a righteous deed undertaken by selfish and evil motives cannot be well pleasing to God. So, that from this verse 5, by him saying, yet because this widow troubles me, that's the only reason I'm going to avenge her. So, this unjust judge did the correct thing, but he did it out of evil, selfish motives. And that was not pleasing to God. And so that is, even doing good deeds out of evil and selfish motives is not going to get any praise from God. Okay, so now here is Jesus' commentary on this parable. Verse 6. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his... that's what he said. Hear what the unjust judge just said. That he will go ahead just because he's doesn't want to be badgered by her. He'll go ahead and do what she wants. Okay. And so verse 7. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Okay. Now, I was also surprised, but none of the commentators mentioned Revelation 6:10, which seems to be the fulfillment of what is to come, about the intense persecution that was coming upon God's kingdom and would come in the future. But, and I thought for sure that they would reference that, but that was with the beheaded Christians, the beheaded saints, and they were crying out to God, how long will it be before you avenge our death? And Jeremy, a few weeks ago, he made mention about this. And so he briefly brought this out in a question and a comment that he had a few weeks ago. But anyway, and the, ultimately the answer was, well, it was going to be a time, times, and half a time. So, of course, there's various understandings of what that is, but Timothy studied Revelation pretty intently for decades, and he's confident that that was 3.5 years of the intense persecution that God's kingdom endured. And these were Christians that were beheaded during that most intense time. And God's answer was, it will be shortened due to the elect's sake, and then it will, never again will he allow Satan to deceive the nations to persecute his kingdom. And so that was basically the answer. So Revelation is a lot the backside of this verse here in verse 7. Now I'll read, I have about 3 paragraphs here that Kaufman had comments on this verse 7 and 8. First, the concept of a suffering or persecuted kingdom is always evident in these verses. This makes this parable a prophecy of the persecutions and tribulations that should come upon God's kingdom in ages to come. And then Kaufman's comment on, shall Jesus find faith on the earth? This seems to be a definite foretelling of the decline of faith before the end of time. The point is here that the faith of even the faithful will have almost failed. So, as we may remember last week, there were 9 conclusions that Kaufman said that we can draw from Jesus' teaching on the last day from Luke 17 and with 1 Thessalonians 4 with Paul's teaching, and which the very first thing that he said was there would not be many righteous left on earth. And so then he's this is a reference to that. Now Kaufman ends with this summary of this parable here. The parable of the unjust judge was to teach persistence in prayer, but Jesus immediately gave another parable that something more than persistence is required for prayers to be answered. And this, of course, is humility, and that's why he went from there to the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. That's the next 5 verses, from verses 9 to 14. And Lord willing, we will cover that next week.